This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Ko whia te kite mau taronga. Fill the basket of knowledge. Welcome, library lovers, to Slanza Sessions, a podcast to celebrate school libraries and all of the people who inhabit them. We want to share our love of books for youth and young people and our passion for school libraries. We'll be asking questions and seeking answers about how we can all ensure the school library maintains its valuable place in the New Zealand literacy and education landscape. I'm Alan Dingley, and along with Sasha Eastwood and Chris Auer, we'll be bringing you interviews, reviews, views and more. We look forward to having you along for the ride. Kia ora koutou katoa. Welcome everyone out there. Hope you've got your ears on because we're coming at you with some verbal honey, some verbal gold from Slanza Sessions. It's lovely to be back in the studio with my compadres, Chris and Sash. How we doing, team?
Not too bad for the end of the year,
I'm
actually.
I'm just trying to imagine verbal honey.
So. Yeah, baby. But yeah, it's our last podcast for the year, for 2025. Yeah. So I'm going to do a bit of reflecting today, amongst other things. So I hope that whatever you're doing in your library, whether it's you're hanging on for the last groups of classes for a last wee while, or you're doing a stock take, or you're just hosting
reports,
exams
maybe,
and having to sit in your office hiding away while
finding lots
people
of steps.
Come in, or overloading yourself by piling books up around your library and not being able to process them.
Yep.
And you can all identify with that.
Yeah.
Now, normally, as we do, we're going to start off with news, but we thought maybe we'll do news and maybe highlights of the year that, like, Slanza's been doing all the goodness and the wonderful,
I'm gonna miss
awesome
something.
Opportunities.
I'm just, oh, I've
if we do miss
something, together,
feel
but
free. It's not on purpose.
Just send us an email and say, hey, you forgot about this awesome thing, and we will shout it from the heavens.
Yep.
So let's just run down some stuff.
It's pretty impressive, actually. Yeah. We've done some pretty cool things this year.
Well, that Slanza is pretty cool.
Yeah, oh, every now and again. So we had
thanks to our sponsors.
The NZCR research report was published. Mm-hmm. So that was
a good
body of work that we've been
snacks.
Doing over the last couple of years. So that was really awesome. We kicked off our PLD webinars. So we've just recently had one featuring Helen Farch from Australia.
I'm going to go back and watch that. Where do we find them to watch them?
And then we did launched our Slanza Kete, which is where exactly where you can find the recordings of our webinars. We held a stakeholder hui recently, and that was one of the outcomes from our research report. In September, we had our Hora Whanau hui. Stronger Together.
Lovely.
That was great. Great days of just hanging out and learning from each other, I think, and that's really valuable, isn't
it? Absolutely.
We've had Slanza 25-year celebration events from around the motu, especially this term. We've continued with Collected. We've got another Collected, our second Collected of the year coming out, ready for you to read over the summer.
Shout out to all those people that have contributed and especially the
it's
ones that put that together.
It's going to be a bumper issue, heard through the grapevine. It's going to keep us reading through the summer.
There's a lot
to digest. The Peto Peto Kororo, we've continued with those. So to a term, there will be another one of those. Another of those coming out before the end of the term. And that's kept us up to date with news and views of Slanza, things that that our partners have been involved in, things that our business members have been involved in.
Connections.
And the big thing for our organisation is that we put together and voted through a new constitution, which was a huge body of work for our national exec to get through, but very important with the new Incorporated Societies Act that came in. So we are fully re-registered. We had to re-register, so we're fully re-registered now with our new constitution, so that's exciting.
Goodness,
and I think that's probably not an exhaustive list. And we've had a new president.
Oh, would that be Trina?
Trina.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
Hey, Trina, hope you're listening. Big fan.
Big fan. So, yeah, so lots of things happening. And as I say, I would have missed something. Please come at me.
But I mean, and as you said, like 25 years, like Slam's been going 25 years, but it's just like, it's just, you read that list down, and I mean, 5, 10, 15 years ago when I was, you know, first involved in stuff, there was very few, you know, events really. Yeah. There wasn't nearly as much connection. And now,
I think social media has brought us together a little bit too.
Amazing.
And, you know,
yeah.
the fact that we can have those online webinars, you know, that's a really good way to have some nationally led PLD for us all, isn't it? You know, and we have so many people signing up for those. So it's great. It's great. So we just, you know, we just keep finding things to do and finding ways to keep connecting and keep sharing our learning and development. So,
absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Well, well done, everyone out there in Slam's Land. If you were part of one of those HUIs or webinars, whether you were presenting or watching or partaking in any way, shape or form, we thank you all, because we are, as we've mentioned before, we are legion, and it takes, you know, everyone to do their bit, and it's not just the people producing the content, it's you guys that are lapping it up
as well. Yeah, that's right.
And of course,
and giving us feedback so that we know
yes,
what we're
absolutely.
Doing is what you want.
And feeling that you can. I think that's right.
Right,
that you have a voice as well. I think that's really important. So we appreciate you all out there. And of course, to our wonderful 8 listeners out there, we love you too.
And the occasional half a listener.
Half a listener, you know.
They're not sticky, those ones.
Oh, yeah. We get stats from NPR, Manawatu People's Radio, and there's a metric of stickability?
I think so.
Stickiness?
We're sticky. And our stickiness is quite good. So I think that Chris and I have talked about, we think that's how many people stick with us till the end of the podcast and don't fall asleep.
Yeah, they adhere to us. We've discussed
that. They're
coming
back and listening.
Yeah, we'll get an official description and we'll tell you next time. But there's lots of cool graphs and stuff. But there are some people out there listening.
That's good.
You know,
it's always happening.
So gosh, it makes us feel real good about it.
So we're coming up to summer holiday, summer break.
Whoop, whoop.
Ellen has a list of amazing summer reading programs that are being offered from public libraries. There'll be a lot of schools out there that offer summer reading programs as well. I know that my school, we do.
Do you have a theme this year? Come get books.
Yeah, basically we come get books. So
I
open 3 or 4 times, I haven't decided yet, 3 or 4 times over the summer for 2 hours. So whānau can come in and refresh their books that they've issued at the end of the year.
Oh, can you let me know when you open?
Yeah.
And can you like say, hey, Ellen's going to be there to read pitch books?
Yeah, let's do that.
Pitch books.
Yay.
Cool.
So that's cool. And they get bingo challenge to do, and last year I did a zine, like a zine for them to fill in, and they can make their own zine. Zine?
So I don't know. It's like GIF or JIF. It's a zine.
Zine. It's a magazine. Yeah. So
those
I guess it's a zine.
Magazine things.
Anyway.
That's cool.
And what else? And then they get a book if they complete any of the challenges, they get a free book at the end.
Oh, see, I love it. Rewarding them with what we're trying to get them hooked on.
And then I'm going to see if I can sign our teachers up to the Read NZ Summer Reading Challenge. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about that, Ellen?
Well,
have you done this before?
I haven't done it before, and that's why I've obviously heard of it, and people like swear by it, and I've just, because I'm a bit lazy and a bit of a procrastinator, I never really signed up because I don't read nearly as much as I should.
I think you should sign Freiburg up.
I probably should.
So you sign your school up as a team.
Okay.
and then it gets a bit competitive.
I do have some very competitive readers at school.
Yeah, so then your minutes are added up, and you can see where you're sitting against other schools. It's quite cool.
So I jumped on the website, and there's they've got schools listed already. So basically it runs from 1st of December, so it's just kicked off obviously today, and goes to 13th of February. So you've got the nice – and it's not just back when you get back to school or where January's ended. Right. You've got a nice little rush at the end. And the really cool thing is
extra points.
E-books, audiobooks, and extra points for New Zealand books.
Yeah, extra points. Double points for New Zealand books.
Oh. Yeah. And on the website, they've got the reading stories from Aotearoa New Zealand Resource, which are books that have been recommended for class teaching by other English teachers.
Awesome.
So it's text that you might read and go, oh my gosh, we didn't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my English teachers. So it's a great learning tool as well. Obviously, the joy of reading, which we all love, but just being able to do that and learn at the same time. And obviously, the more people you have, the more minutes you get.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the competitiveness is quite good because it brings in maybe some readers that, you know, wouldn't necessarily log their reading or, you know, or consider themselves as readers.
I have a few, you know, keen teachers.
Make it a sport. Maybe, let's get them.
Maybe.
Get the PE teachers.
And prizes. PE
teachers, make them read.
Because they're
so there's prizes, isn't there? What was that?
Get the PE teachers.
Yeah.
Or just get them sports autobiographies and things like that. But no, definitely readers. Because
you could be offering your teachers a reading pack that could set them off.
Oh, I could do. Or I could just ask them to read and not do extra work.
As soon as I heard that, I thought put a reading pack. It's like, okay, oh no, that's too much work.
For those of you
multitasking my school already. I've got 18 billion roles.
Yeah, you do. Every time we podcast, Alan comes and goes, oh, I'm doing this now.
Yeah,
I don't think Alan can say no.
How are you fitting in?
I'm working on that.
How are you fitting all that into your supposed 40-hour a week job? 45-hour a week job, maybe.
No.
Anyway, but those of you who do already do reading packs for teachers, I would suggest that you sign them up. Sign your school up. Let's do it.
What? Yeah. Without telling your teachers?
No, you'd have to put a little poster in saying, by the way, I've signed our school up.
Yeah.
You can add your registration to blah blah blah.
And obviously bonus prizes available if you tag at ReadNZ on Instagram and content showing yourself participating in the challenge.
Fantastic.
So we sneaky, you know, you might be having your book and your hammock outside with your tasty beverage.
And my caravan.
My gin. Oh, stop it.
Have
you taken
a
caravan anywhere, or do you just go outside and hang out in the caravan?
I might just do that. Yeah.
Hey, I spent a year living in a caravan.
It's a break.
That's
a break, isn't it? Even if it's in your backyard, if you're sitting in your caravan with a gin.
That's why I bought a freestanding hammock.
Lock the door so your teenagers can't hound you and ask you what's for tea.
That's why I have a man cave with all my books and music and everything. I go in there and
go to the mantelpiece. He's thinking of it now.
It's so good.
It's not calm, break time yet.
Calm and quiet.
Although, it's break time as soon as I get home tonight.
How old is your granddad? Because, like, if they get into that robust age.
16 months.
Oh, wait, so walking?
Yeah.
Oh, so now grandpa's summer holidays, you'll be taking me everywhere.
So you've got one of those kiddie doors gate things on the man cave,
She doesn't like
that. She can look at you through the
bars.
It's like she's in jail or something.
Yeah.
Let me out or something.
I love baby jails. So ReadNZ, if this is the first you're ever hearing of it, we're really sorry. But hey, get to it because it's free. You don't lose anything.
It's a bit of fun.
Another hook to get your teachers, you know, and on that reading journey. And you can then tell the kids, you know, when you start in February, you get up in assembly and say, over the summer, we were in this challenge. Miss Jenkins read three
modelling,
books.
That modelling,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
And you can put a display up in your library and say, look, this is what we did. Or you could name and shame some people who only read
brave.
Two pages.
Yep. Stand in front of the school. Get yourself up there. Absolutely.
Be cool. In front of the school.
Be cool. Whoa. Steady on, Ollie Olsen.
Sorry.
Keep cool.
Right,
up
anyway.
School.
Alan has a little. Oh, my gosh.
So in investigating reading challenges, so obviously school libraries are some of our greatest resources, but our public libraries are one of our greatest ally, or they should be your greatest ally. Yep. If you haven't really connected with your public library, obviously it's an important thing you should do, especially so I'm at Froberg High School and we've got the Roslyn branch, which is not far away from us. So it's about that connection. So I went on the wonderful Books and Homes website, and every year they collate what every library or district library is doing for this summer reading program. So I have got these pages here, and I'm going to read you reasonably quickly, what each district is doing. If you haven't been to a public library, check it out. You may be surprised in hearing that's a theme that you can connect with Okay. So up in Northland, Kaipara Libraries are doing secret agent school. So you get your mission pack.
Oh, oh my gosh, that's cool.
Whangarei District Libraries are doing a Dragon's Summer Challenge. Collect dragon trading cards by completing fun challenges. Aim is to collect a full set of 20 dragon trading cards, and then you can play the hot card game. Oh, gosh.
That's cool.
Oh, Auckland Libraries, Raumati Reads. Kiwiana Summer Reading Program. Goal is to read a little bit or a lot every day. Track your daily reading. Complete fun reading activities to earn stickers and more. Nice and simple. Just read a little or read a lot.
Yep.
Waikato, the Great Te Aka Māori Summer Reading Challenge, open to all ages. If you hadn't already, download the Beanstack app and let's go get reading. Most public libraries use the Beanstack app.
Okay.
Really easy, like the program's great and you can do challenges on there.
Yeah.
And so it's a real, like, you know, some libraries just have the packs, paper packs, but Beanstack means you can do the challenges online.
Oh, cool.
And you can reflect and record and add on there.
Oh, wonderful. I like all
that. Yeah, check in. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Tauranga City Libraries Summer Reading Challenge. Simply read as much or as frequently as you can in the summer. See, sometimes keeping it simple. They have three age groups: mini reads 0 to 4, summer reads 5 to 10, and teen reads 11 to 18. Taupo District Libraries Pixel Planet.
Ooh.
Do you know your creepers from your endermen or your piglins from your zombies?
Mm.
Oh, Taupo District Libraries reading challenge are perfect.
Do you, Elm?
No, I don't. I presume they're Minecraft type things. So obviously they're leaning into that. Let's hook them in with what they know, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like Minecraft, Roblox, Fortnite. Whatever. So basically, we'll find out what the ammunition is. You know, where their ground is. Fight them on their ground. East Cape, the H.B. Williams Memorial Library, up there in Gizzy. Beautiful library. If you've never been to that library, beautiful stained glass window, huge open library. It's gorgeous. Read it, make it, do it.
Oh, cool.
Whether you're visiting the beach with your family or at a park with your friends, this summer reading program is packed with heaps of things to make some of the best ever. Read books, complete activities, and attend events. Oh, no, do you know what? A page has chopped off. That's the Hamilton one. I'm missing pages. That's really stink. I think that's there. That could have been Hamilton Libraries, actually. Read it, make it, do it. I really apologise. Oh no, my pages aren't complete. Matamata Piako Libraries Summer Collectathon 25. If you challenge you to collect a total of 20 unique trading cards over 2 months as you complete awesome tasks at the library, the
trading
local museums,
like
galleries,
cool.
and visitor centres. So they actually combine all of the local resources, which
that's
is really
cool.
Waipa District Libraries Wild Reads, an outdoor summer reading adventure. The summer reading program is back, free for kids 5 to 12. Sign in, complete challenges, and receive an invite to one of the final parties. Challenge cards from your local branch with challenges ranging from reading a particular type of book to exploring a local museum or going on an outdoor adventure. Great idea, inside and outside play. Abe Plenty Rotorua, the Great Te Aka Māori Spring Reading Challenge. Reading logs and get your reading books back. Hawke's Bay, Hastings Libraries do amazing stuff. Mm. They are super cool. Summer Sparks, a fun set of challenges and activities providing an innovative and dynamic way of encouraging children's learning and discovery of the summer holidays.
This is a cool list to actually have a look at and see if you can do anything similar in your school.
Absolutely.
As like a reading incentive program for the year,
and most
trading cards would be really cool.
I reckon most of the libraries, if you contact them, would help you out and give you resources
and
ideas that they have. In Napier, they're doing Ready, Set, Read. And that's getting reading challenges. Manawatū District Libraries, that's your team.
Yep.
They're doing Readopoly
Summer
Reading Challenge.
I love it. I love the Readopoly.
I think
that's cool.
Reading books, completed fun tasks, and read a book. Fantastic book prizes. Oh my gosh, so cool. Pāmi Library's doing summer reading as always. Taranaki,
are you involved in that this year, Alan?
Pukiariki. No, but I'll just go and crash.
Okay, sweet.
I just crash the parties. I just go and
brings the Alan show wherever
I just
he goes.
Plonk myself down, Dingleberry the Clown with a pile of books, and kids can come and read with me. Pukiariki and Taranaki come from a reading journey through the forest. Come on a reading adventure through Te Awainui o Tāne this summer. And they're going through different levels of the forest, and you will meet one of the unique creatures that make their home here.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. Sataranaki, you're doing Summer Blast, which sounds cool. What? No. While all age groups are eligible for grand prizes, Tamariki age 5 to 13 can also earn small incentive rewards like pins, stationery, books, and Ben and Jerry's ice cream vouchers.
Ooh,
now we're talking.
Man.
Books and ice cream.
Summer reading adventure is just over the horizon. Oh my gosh. Okay, right, let's kick through it. Nelson Mulder doing teen summer book bingo.
We haven't even got to the South Island yet.
I know. Nelson Library's Nelson Reads Together. And we're going back to Wellington. Also, it's gone different columns. It's alphabetical. West Coast, Westland. Oh, my gosh. Taranaki Kapiti are doing Te Whiru Panui Raumati, Upper and Lower Hutt Libraries, the big, the little, big and even bigger read. Awesome, doing the three ages. That's fantastic. Wellington City Library's Summer Reading Adventure. That's lovely Stephen Clothier and his team there. They're just so brilliant. Grey District Library Summer Reading Challenge, Canterbury Summer Reading Challenge, City Council Summertime Reading Challenge in Christchurch. They're doing heaps of work down there. Ashburton Riff Raff's Summer Challenge. Rocket up to Ashburton Library for summer reading. You win one of 10 $25 with course vouchers. Oh, I might have to just go down. Be a blockhead. Have a bricktacular summer and enter the draw for a Dancing Groot Lego kit.
Oh,
with a summer reading challenge.
Dancing Groot Lego.
Dancing Groot Lego kit.
It's like every day.
Is there anything Lego can't do?
Oh, my God, it's amazing. Otago are doing a Waitaki District Library Summer Reading Adventure. Central Otago Library's the Tiki Tour Reading Challenge. Queenstown District Lakes Charm Quest, Seek the Magic. Join our libraries on a magical quest where books are the key adventure. Dunedin Public Library, City of Readers, our City of Readers Summer Reading Program. And then Clutha has got the Legends of the Clutha, and Invercargill doing the Summer Reading Book Opoly Challenge
my
as well.
My gosh.
How lucky are we?
That's awesome.
Like, oh my goodness, that's an amazing list. I it makes you just want to kind of like jump in the car and do a road trip around public libraries. Just
that
see what
cool.
they're doing. Have a look at a calendar and just go, do you know what? I'm going to go up north and then drive down south or whatever. It'll be good if we had money.
We need to find some funding.
And inclination.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go, team. If you're not doing one yourself or you want a little bit of extra help, go to a public library, have a chat, say, hey, listen, I'm doing this one as well. Can I steer people your way? Can you steer people my way? Because it's just awesome. Reading is reading.
I do a pack, and in my pack is always a brochure from our local public library of all the things they're doing over the summer. Because it doesn't matter how they're reading or what they're doing. It's just ideas, isn't it?
Yeah, we feel we have to prove our existence a lot, you know, with stats and things. Public libraries are to the nth degree.
Yeah, that's
They have to show all of that stuff, and the more the better, especially events. If you're hosting events, you've got to have numbers coming through. Like when we had our wonderful event, you know, Books Alive.
Oh, yes.
Stats and numbers.
Well, especially when there's usually funding behind it. Like even our public libraries have to find funding to fund some of these programs. So they definitely need foot traffic and issue rates and all of those kind of things.
So there you go. Whatever you're doing for your summer reading program, get into public library or get onto ReadNZ and read. Or if you just want to keep it low key, make sure you get your to be read pile is consistent and ready to go.
Yeah, and take pictures.
Share it.
Of you reading, even if you're not going to be involved in any of these particular programs, it's a reading modelling, you know, when you do a summer reading display at the beginning of the year, I always encourage our staff to send in a picture of them reading something over the summer. So that could be reading a sign, a tramping sign or a leaflet, or anything really, a street sign or whatever. It's all reading and it just shows that to our students that reading is required in all aspects of our life.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. So, yeah, get out there, team.
So, well, highlights.
Yeah, we've got about 5 minutes to go. So, do we have a highlight or any highlights for the year? Anything that leaps to mind, team? I'll actually have to say, just bringing it up then, Books Alive was a bit of a highlight for me this year.
That was awesome.
For the Children and the Young Persons Book Awards, we had visiting authors.
Yeah.
And we put on an awesome one-day event, and it was just...
The feedback I mean the weather, the amazing weather definitely helped.
Did it what? Yeah.
But the feedback and just having readers and teachers and students and helpers and authors and illustrators all in one place celebrating reading and celebrating reading Aotearoa, authors and illustrators was just so enhancing, it was just so cool.
It was.
So yeah, that would have been one of my highlights this year as well. And we've been on I've talked about it before. Our kura's been on a building our reading culture journey. That's something that we're continuing with, about to create a plan, like, and just make reading, the reading culture, more explicit. So it's so we're creating a plan for the year, so that we're doing it over the next couple of weeks, and so that it's been exciting to be able to work with my principal on that, because you know there's a lot. I mean, I've had other leadership teams that I've been involved in, and they just kind of don't see or seem to value you as much. And we know that there are librarians and library spaces all over the Motu that are doing some amazing things that aren't necessarily being seen. And so I feel very privileged that I feel seen at the moment. And we hope that by the work that we're, the mahi that we're doing, hopefully that can create some sort of, I don't know, some buzz, especially in primary schools, because it just seems to be less and less primary school spaces and primary school librarians.
We need someone to be carrying the torch. What about you, Chris? Yeah. Anything?
Oh, not really. Just getting more readers in, like coming in.
How's your 7/8 going?
That's going really well. Yeah. Like all their levels have gone up with reading. Yeah. So that's something I've been working with the intermediate English teachers, so that's been good. So just focusing on that. But like we've got a lot of 7 and 8s coming next year. I think we have 75 now. And we're going to have about 100.
That's awesome. Wow. So you'll be continually building your collection then, won't you?
So it keeps me busy.
Cool.
So, but I just try to get to know the kids as much as I can. So, I mean, probably one of the highlights was there was a year 10 who was homeschooled for a while, and he came late in term 3. And just to say thank you, he made this really sketch of half a Darth Vader, like an Anakin Skywalker, like the sketch.
Oh, wow.
So it was really cool. He made that for me. And then on the back of it, he just said, oh, thank you for making my transition really good. And he said, you always remembered my name.
Yeah.
And it made a difference. And so that, for me, has been,
that's powerful,
pretty cool.
Isn't it?
Was pretty cool.
That's a perfect summation of what we do, isn't it? That one thing, knowing
just
the name.
If
you know the name, that relationship first, and then if you find that book or what they're interested in. And so we had, because it's the end of the year, we've got some of the intermediate special needs, because we've got a very good special needs group at Freiburg. They're doing sort of those transition visits. And a boy came in very nervous with three teacher aides around him, you know, when they need three, that they're obviously a run risk or something. And they were talking about it, and he was muttering under his breath about something, and he named a manga. Favorite. I don't read this, but it's you won't have it. No one has it. Please be on the shelf. And I strolled over. I was like, you mean this? And his face just lit up, and he's got all super excited. And then he sort of scuttled out. The teachers came back and said, he is super excited about coming here now.
That's that one thing, eh?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It takes a bit of time, though. That is reading.
It does.
Advocacy.
You just got to chip away at it.
But you've got to keep at it, eh?
Yeah, well, I think sometimes it feels for us in our libraries that those moments of joy, there's 10 others that don't engage.
Yeah, but so those are the kind of stories we need to be writing down and putting in our reports at the end of the year, or if you do a termly report, those kind of things that are really important for our Board of Trustees to see and know about. Because it is easy to, even for us, it's quite easy to forget them. So open up a document at the beginning of the year, make it your positive stories document, and just keep, every time something happens that, floats your boat or that you know is just making a difference, even it doesn't have to be a long story, just pop it in.
Your cube of square notepaper and write it down that, put it in, fold it up and put it into a glass jar. If you want to do it that way.
Yeah.
We thank you all for being librarians. We thank you all for being listeners. I thank Sash and Chris for being awesome. And here's to 2026.
That's right. It's exciting stuff. And we're entering into our third year.
Yeah.
Wow. That's one of my longest relationships ever.
I'm honoured.
Thanks, team. Right out here. We love you for listening. Ka kite anō.
Ka kite.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.